Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So you're in London right now?
I am.
Are you working?
I am.
Nice. What are you working on?
I'm working on a film called Social Suicide.
That sounds fun.
It's so uplifting. I'm having a great time. It's just a great group of people, really talented and young and just really nice.
Oh, nice.
Hey.
Yeah. Nice. That's
normally awesome. I'm working with people that are much older than me, so it's kind of, you know, a nice break.
Right, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I would think you and Sam Jackson have a lot of things in common, you know? So
we actually, surprisingly, we do. We
do
have,
you really?
Pretty similar taste in music, actually.
Well, that's very cool. So, you know, how was it working with him?
He's just, I can't say enough good things about him. I completely just gush. He's just a wonderful human being. It's really a comfort having him around, because he brings just all of his years of experience and his professionalism and obviously talent, but he just knows what he's doing. he just knows what he's doing, which is a comfort in itself. And he just, other than that, he's just a very giving actor. And really a lovely human being. He is Mr. Cool, I have to say.
You know, he seems to be the kind of guy, like, when he's on set, he's just a regular guy. And then when it's action, it's just, then he turns it on. You know what I mean? It's not like walking around in a character all day or anything like that.
No, and he's just, he wouldn't have to. I mean, he's just, again, he's just the one of the coolest people of all time, I think.
So, you know, when you got this movie, did you watch the anime version that this was based on?
I did. It was really hard to find for some reason. I don't know if it was just me that had trouble finding it. But I finally got hold of a DVD, and I really enjoyed it. I think Umetsu was fantastic and did a fantastic job. Obviously, I was wondering, you know, oh God, how are they going to turn this into a live action? It's so anime and so unhuman,
right.
or inhuman, that. That was tricky, I thought. I did watch it.
Now, do you, like, use any of that, like, I guess, in your performance? Like, anything, that, you know, any things like you saw in the film or in that anime version?
I didn't really, actually, because I think it's pretty, you know, apparent. It's pretty obvious, the difference between, because Sela pretty much has two sides to her, which is the one side, which is she is a young girl and she's orphaned and she's very confused and she's far too young to be dealing with the things she is. So there's that kind of aspect of just hopeless, it's just like a hopeless, empty, confused feeling.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the other side of her, which is just a killer. Like, she just can turn off her emotion. And it's just when those two sides start to collide that there's problems.
Right. I would say, yeah.
Yeah, just a bit.
Yeah, just a tiny bit. I wouldn't want to meet you anywhere in a dark alley or anything like that. You know, you have a lot of fight scenes. Do you like learning that the choreography for that? It's kind of like almost like rehearsing a dance scene, I would think.
Yeah, and everything was very rushed on set. I think that we were all working with a really tiny, you know, filming schedule. I think we could have done with more time, especially for action. So everything on set, it was like, it would tweak things as we went along, depending on the location we were in and stuff like that. But I always enjoy fight things and, you know, being grubby and bloody and not having to look good. I prefer that. As odd as that sounds, I just kind of prefer looking like crap, basically.
Well, it's got to be easy on the makeup trailer, too.
Yeah, it's wonderful because they just slap blood on your face. And instead of being at 4 in the morning, it's like, ooh, you look a bit puffy, or you need to, you know, obviously you didn't sleep well, and instead you can just use it.
Right, yeah, totally. Yeah.
You know, as a female, it's much easier.
Right, yeah. You know, I'm an actor as well, and, like, I'd get to set, like, early in the morning, and, you know, you'd be hearing, you know, them saying stuff like, oh, you know, your eyes are puffy. Of course it is. It's 5 a.m., you know?
It's just the worst feeling, and they always have just the most horrendous, depressing, suicide-inducing lights in the trailer. It's horrible.
Yes.
And you look in the mirror, and it's like the rude awakening.
Right.
It's like, good morning, off to work, I look like crap. It's horrible.
That is
so it's
true,
really
yeah.
Nice that you get to, you know, look horrible.
how did you
it's a contribution.
Right, yeah. how did you get involved in this film?
A Kite?
How did you get involved in this?
Honestly, the audition came up, and I knew nothing about any of it. So I just went in, and on the breakdown it just said an assassin, and I was like, okay, simple enough. And then I didn't hear anything for 2 years.
What?
And then I was on another job, and we got a call from my manager saying, oh, do you remember that from Kite? And I didn't remember. And I said, no. And he said, oh, let's come back, and they have an offer for you to go to South Africa in the beginning of next year. And I was like, oh, all right.
Easy enough.
That's pretty much how it came around.
You know, this film and the Underworld films, they're far away from the TV show you did, The Secret Life. Was that thought out? I mean, did you specifically try and do something that far away from that show and character?
Honestly, I was completely shocked when I got hired for the TV show because anyone, you know, who knows me would know that sticking me on a family TV show, let alone a teen TV show, is just so far from what I am. So I think, honestly, that was just a fluke thing. It was just in the right place at the right time. I always have, like, just as an audience member, I've always preferred, like, dark things and very, you know, heavy emotional things. I think as soon as I was off the show, it was kind of like back to my roots of, you know, morbid and melancholy.
Now, did you like sort of TV, or do you like TV over film, or film over TV?
I mean, they're completely different, as you know, probably.
Yeah.
I prefer film. I think it moves slower. It gives you a chance to kind of get a feel for things. Sometimes TV moves so fast that you don't even know, you don't even remember what you've done.
Right.
So I didn't really enjoy that at all.
Yeah, I could totally. Yeah, it's like, well, I mean, you're much higher than I am, but like I'm only like usually a day player, but like for me, I only get like maybe two takes, you know. It's just like, what, huh, what, I can do it better. No, Leaf, let me do it.
No, that's what happened to me as well. So
did it really?
Day player or regular, that's what happens. They have a very tight time frame and normally loads of dialogue. And so they just, at that point, they just don't care. And they just say, you know, they say, okay, it was slightly presentable, it's fine. And unfortunately, the actors are the ones who get blamed if it doesn't look very good.
Right.
No, the viewers never say, like, oh, you know, maybe it was the producers that were rushing them or something. No, they just say, no, they're just bad actors.
Now, do you have a hard time, like, if they throw, like, a ton of dialogue at you, or are you pretty good at memorizing really quick, or would you like some time to sort of live with it?
Well, obviously, I'd prefer a bit of time, but there were a couple of times on the show where it was like, okay, we've rewritten three monologues, you have 45 minutes, see you on set. I'm like, that was on a day when I thought that I had one line. They're like, yeah, we've made some adjustments.
I allowed
myself a tiny panic attack, and then you just have to do what you're being paid to do.
So I only have two more questions, and I'll let you go back to your fabulous time in London. So your parents are both in the entertainment industry. So how has that helped you with your career? I'd imagine that kind of, just with all of their knowledge, it had to have helped you, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, because my dad's a musician. I think just, if anything, it helps just mentally. It helps you to know that, to be level-headed about the whole thing. I think if you go into it and you know nothing about you know, the shady side of it or the rejection aspect, most of it is not glamorous at all.
Right.
It's good, which isn't a bad thing, but I think a lot of people are, you know, shocked when they first are exposed to it, especially young people. And so growing up on sets and stuff, I think it definitely kind of instilled just a better mentality towards the whole thing, and knowing how, you know, not to take it too seriously, uh-huh. that there is life outside of it.
What's the worst audition you've ever had?
It would be loads. Probably 99.9% of my auditions.
Oh no, I'm sure that's not the case.
Recently I went on one and it was quite horrible. I didn't have enough time with the material, and I knew nothing about what the project was about, and that was quite bad. But let me think. There was one when I first started to go out and audition, and I think it was 11 or 12, and it was for a Hallmark thing, and I'm just going to say it, because the character's name was the title of the film.
Okay.
It was something Hollis Woods, I think, or something, and I walked in the room, and the casting director was quite old, and she, before I could say, he could even say hello, she took my headshot and didn't look up at me, and she said, "This isn't Alice." Except she was very old and dithery, and I don't think she even realized that she had said it. It just kind of came out of her mouth.
Ugh.
And I just kind of stood there, and I was like, oh, should I leave? But I think that was one of the most memorable experiences when it comes to the office.
Well, that's always nice to do to a little girl. That's great.
Oh, it's just wonderful. So sensitive.
Right, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
So much compassion.
Well, thank you for taking the time. I really like the film. I thought it was very, very cool.
Oh, thank you. That's good to hear because I haven't seen it yet, and I know that they kind of, you know, chopped it in the edit, and I have no idea how it turned out.
Well, I think you'd love it. Yeah, it was very cool, very stylized, and yeah, I liked it a lot.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you, and hopefully I'll talk to you again soon.
Oh, yes, that would be great.